This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 33,500 crore rupees in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of Delhi Metro projects worth about 18,300 crore rupees. He will inaugurate two new corridors of the Delhi Metro. These include the Majlis Park Mojpur Babarpur Pink Line corridor of around 12.3 kilometers and the Dipali Chowk Majlis Park Magenta Line corridor of around 9.9 kilometers. The 11th edition of Raisina Dialogue concluded in New Delhi yesterday. The three-day event, which began on 5th of March, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. President of Finland, Dr. Alexander Stubb, joined the inaugural session as the chief guest. The theme of the 2026 edition was Samskar, Accession, Accommodation, Advancement. On the last day of the dialogue, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the countries of the Indian Ocean stand to benefit with the growth of India, and those countries working with India will get more benefits.
You know, the Indian Ocean is the only ocean named after a country, and the reasons are obvious. We are right in the middle of it. But I do want the rest of the Indian Ocean to appreciate. India, in a way, India's rise is a lifting tide. That with our growth, I think other countries of the Indian Ocean stand to benefit. Those who work with us obviously will get more benefits.
The conflict in West Asia has entered ninth day today, expanding across several countries in the Gulf region as the United States, Israel and Iran continue airstrikes, missile attacks and drone operations in the region. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that Israel will continue its military actions against Iran until all its objectives are achieved. In a video message shared on social media, he praised the Israeli pilots, soldiers, security forces and citizens for their courage during the ongoing conflict. Meanwhile, the Israel Defense Forces said it carried out strikes on Iran's two major ballistic missile production sites in Parchin and Shahrud. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed that it struck the Haifa oil refinery with Kheber Shikan missiles. The group Hezbollah also said it launched missiles at Haifa Naval Base and fired rockets toward Kiryat Shmona. Earlier, Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian said neighboring countries will no longer be targeted unless attacks originate from there. He also rejected the demand from the United States for unconditional surrender. The Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, has said that more than 52,000 Indian nationals have been safely brought back from the Gulf region to India between March 1 and March 7, following the outbreak of war in West Asia. The MEA said that of these, 32,107 passengers travelled on Indian carriers, while the rest were flown by foreign airlines. MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the government of India has been continuously monitoring developments in West Asia and the Gulf region, with particular emphasis on the welfare of Indian nationals stranded in transit or during short-duration visits. International Women's Day is being observed today. The theme this year is Rights, Justice, Action for All Women and Girls. It highlights the need to strengthen women's rights, ensuring access to justice and accelerating action towards gender equality worldwide. To mark the occasion, various programs are being organized across the country. In New Delhi, President Draupadi Murmu will join International Women's Day celebrations at Manekshaw Center. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings and best wishes to all citizens of the country, especially to women, on the occasion of International Women's Day. In a message, the president said that women are the foundation of the society and nation, and educated, self-reliant and empowered women can contribute strongly to a prosperous and progressive nation. In All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen has entered men's singles final. World number 12 Lakshya defeated Canada's Victor Lai in the semi-final match in Birmingham last evening. Sen will now chase history when he takes on world number 11 Chun Yi, Li Chunyi of Chinese Taipei in the summit clash tomorrow. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India will lock horns with New Zealand in the summit clash at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad at 7 p.m. today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.